Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. Welcome in. The Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures every day from the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports, right in Rockford, Michigan, along 14 Mile Road. Head over there to buy cool shit that's going to make your neighbors think that you're a hill jack. Four-wheelers, ATVs, motorcycles, maybe even a scooter, perhaps an e-bike, a Yamaha golf cart might be in your future. They have all of those things, zero-turn radius, lawnmowers, and such. Very excited, as always, to promote them. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. I want to talk about the debate last night. There is only one thing worth talking about. I watched none of the debate, but I knew that that something would happen. I just knew it. And boy, did it. I got more than one tip off from audience members. Bleeding Heart Brian sent me something along, and I was like, what's up with this? Something about dogs and cats. Didn't look at it. It wasn't until about an hour ago that I actually looked at this. But now I have. I'm very much up to speed. Also, I heard from Sweet Maureen. She reached out with various references to dogs and cats. During the debate, there was some moments where Kamala Harris referenced how shitty the Trump events are. She claimed that when people go to the Trump rallies, she's noticing that people leave and they get bored. She had posted some videos of people yawning in the Trump events. All right. Kind of funny. But during the debate, she referenced that, and he went apeshit. Now, he didn't, like, stomp and yell, but he wanted to defend himself and say whatever it is he wanted to say. But buried in that, in all of that, he started to throw out what is happening because of all of the quote unquote illegal immigrants, which, by the way, easy in office on my first day. I'm banning the word illegal immigrants. I'm building a massive hotel, a five-star hotel, for all of my Mexicans and my Hondurans and my Guatemalans and my Ecuadorians and my Chileans to come into the U.S. so that they can rest. I've got a job fair open 24/7 in the lobby. They can get placement. And free shipping. Take the whole family wherever they want to go for the job. Wide open border. Drug dealers welcome. Hang on a second. This is Push Up Paul. Push Up Paul, I'm podcasting. Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, say hi to everybody. Say it's like old times when I'd put you on the radio on Z93.
There you go, back up in Midland when you try to get me arrested for drunk driving.
Did I really?
Yeah, I think it was Midland or Saginaw, one of them. Yeah, it was before the internet, and I'm driving. I'm calling you from every payphone, every gas station, and I'm obviously drinking. And so you go live saying, hey, if anybody's, any cops in the area see a whatever car, I'll be driving whatever. Pull this guy over. So I'm like, you fucker.
I can't believe I did that. I have no recollection of that.
You did it. You were probably drinking.
Probably.
That may have been in the day when you were drinking.
Probably. It's possible. Okay, I'll call you back.
I'm sitting there in a phone booth like, oh, my God. Yeah,
Jesus Christ. Those are good times. Is everything okay?
Yes. Let the audience know. Send flowers. Send candy. I'm retired as of Monday.
Wow. Okay, I can't wait to get the update.
Yep. I said, fuck it. How's that?
I like that.
The problem is you work for yourself. You can't tell your boss to go fuck himself.
Right, yeah. Well, I'll just actually fuck myself, and then I'll be like, yeah, there you go. How do you like that?
Eric, I was your older brother. I seen you naked. There's no way you could fuck yourself.
Okay. This is much more fun because, you know, doing a podcast, I don't have to worry about getting in trouble but by the shit you say. It's fucking great. You should make regular appearances on here, and we can tell everybody to fuck off.
Well, now you got, what do you call the segment with Ruben?
Yeah, I canceled it because his brain was getting a little too soft.
Well, you can replace him with me because I'm just as fucked up as he is.
Yeah, absolutely. Ask Paul. We can do Ask Paul. Ask Push Up Paul.
Because I'm just as old and senile.
You're 65 years old, yes?
64.
Okay. All right. Yep. I'm going to try to hook you up with some of these old ladies here.
All right. Yeah, do it.
All right. Fuck off.
All right. Love you.
Okay. Love you too. Bye. It's a rare appearance by Push Up Paul, my brother. We have different fathers. Where was I? I forgot what point I was on. It was something good. Anyway. Oh, I was talking about my border plan. In addition to my day one of presidency, when I'm going to take a Sharpie and cross out the Second Amendment, which doesn't mean you can't have a gun, but executive order, I'm rewriting the Constitution. Also, I'm going to rip down that goddamn border wall. And with the steel, I'm going to build the hotel, the Eric Zane immigrants-only hotel. Complete with a job fair, five-star accommodations, and a sex room. Get these people jump-started on a good life here in the U.S., and all drug dealers, all drug mules, welcome. They get special attention because some of these guys, It's like, we got to let them know it's you don't need to do this anymore. Let's get you to where you need to be to deliver your drugs. And then we've got to reach out to the drug cartels and say, look, there is no point in you smuggling anymore because they're all legal. So you can come into the U.S. and make your drugs legally. No more warfare. No more. I'll divide the country up into specific zones for each cartel, and you can supply your drugs to everybody if they choose. All drugs legal. Trump was making the point, or attempting to make up the point, that illegal immigrants in small U.S. communities are raising hell and causing very specific problems. Some of you have not seen this or heard this, but I'm telling you right now, if there wasn't a lot of people say that the turning point in the election was when Harris entered the race, and that the race was won when she entered the race. If not then, last night is one of those other potential turning points, I believe. What I'm about to play for you, I actually posted it on my Facebook fan page, and I posted it on my personal page. Lately, I've been posting these types of things on my personal Facebook page because I'm sick and tired of people that I know posting their crazy shit. So I'm like, fuck it. I don't give a fuck anymore. All right? I don't care if I ever talk to you fuckers again. So now I posted the clip that I'm about to play for you right now. And I wrote, a very effective way to combat Trump's misinformation, I feel, is to laugh in his face like Harris just did when Trump says the stupid stuff that he does. She laughed in his face. It was one of the most disrespectful things I've ever seen. And I pumped my fucking fist. Then I wrote, if any of you believe Trump, please unfriend now. Right away, one of Diana's sweet family members posted. Now remember, this is a ward. This person likes, all wards like to fight. I didn't expect it to be this sudden, though. As soon as I posted it, I was getting ward clan members posting their crazy shit. Now, I'm not going to respond. I don't need to. I've said what I wanted to say. I need to say nothing more. Chris says, I don't believe either one of them dumb fucks. Wolverine Bronco says, I just got in here. That was a murder last night. And like I said, I didn't watch shit. I didn't watch any of it. But this is all I needed to see, honestly. And I knew that he is fucking outgunned. Trump is fucked. This, remember, after he got shot, I said on here, he just won the election. Not only is he not going to win now, I think it might be a one-sided affair, perhaps even a landslide victory for Harris. It's that bad. She's that strong right now. My God. All right. I've dragged this on long enough. This is the moment, the entire clip. It picks up with Harris beating him up over his stupid fucking goddamn rallies, whatever the fuck they are. I don't know why I struggle to find that word.
Not tonight, even when it's not the subject that is being raised.
And by the way, she's a total babe. I'm sorry. She's not quite Gretchen Whitmer level, but I said this when she was running as the vice president. She is so attractive to me. God damn
it. Not tonight, even when it's not the subject that is being raised. And I'm going to actually do something really unusual, and I'm going to invite you to attend one of Donald Trump's rallies, because it's a really interesting thing to watch. You will see during the course of his rallies, he talks about fictional characters like Hannibal Lecter. He will talk about windmills cause cancer. And what you will also notice is that people start leaving his rallies early out of exhaustion and boredom. And I will tell you the
sounds like Freebird and Hot Wings audience members.
One thing you will not hear him talk about is you. You will not.
Hey, I was at this live show, but God damn it, I was exhausted.
Hear him talk about your needs, your dreams, and your desires. And I'll tell you, I believe you deserve a president who actually puts you first. And I pledge to you that I will.
All right, so whatever. But I needed to play that for background because look at him. He's like, God damn it, I'm going to kick your ass. And I think he would have done okay if he would have just stuck with, no, they don't. They love me. You know, whatever. Then you can call it a draw. But this idiot, not only does he make shit up, but then when he's busted about it, he starts, well, no, I heard it on TV.
President Harris, thank you. President Trump, on that point, I want to get your response.
Well, I would like to respond.
Let me just ask, though, why did you...
Yeah, just talk whenever you want, Trump.
...try to kill that bill, and successfully so. That would have put thousands of additional agents and officers on the border.
First, let me respond as to the Please. Rallies. She said people start leaving. People don't go to her rallies. There's no reason to go. And the people that do go, she's bussing them in and paying them to be there. And then...
The fact that she's smiling at him is the beginning of the problem for him. Because he looks like a buffoon. He looks like a moron. Because nobody believes that anyway. The only people that believe that are this shrinking number of fuckfaces who are brainwashed. Trump voters don't even believe that shit.
Showing them in a different light. So she can't talk about that.
Okay. The body language. She brings one arm down here and the other one, she rests it, the elbow on the arm, and puts the hand, the chin in the hand with the, are you fucking crazy? Look on her face. You know how like they mute the mic so she can't be heard? She doesn't need to be heard. She is effectively fucking sticking his nose up his own asshole with that posture. Holy shit.
That people don't leave my rallies. We have the biggest rallies, the most incredible rallies in the history of politics. That's because people want to take their country back. Our country is being lost. We're a failing nation. And it happened.
Okay, no, I'm actually watching her. She's not really reacting to this because he's not really saying anything that's too fucked up. It's whatever. It's a talking point.
3.5 years ago, and what's going on here, you're going to end up in World War III, just to go into another subject. What they have okay. done.
Just to go into another subject. And we're going to go into World War III. Now, this is where it starts to get fucked up here. At this point, if he'd have just cut it off. But no, he goes this route.
Into our country by allowing these millions and millions of people to come into our country and look at what's happening to the towns all over the United States. And a lot of towns don't want to talk. It's not going to be Aurora or Springfield. A lot of towns don't want to talk about it because they're so embarrassed by it. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating.
Okay, if you listen closely. Her voice, the laughing, and her's like, what? You can actually hear it coming through his mic to some degree. But he actually cracked her up when he said that.
Eating the dogs, the people that came in, they're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
She just said it's unbelievable.
People that live there. And this is what's happening in our country. And it's a shame. As far as rallies are concerned, as far as the reason they go is they like what I say. They want to bring our country back. They want to make America great again. It's a very simple phrase. Make America great again. She's destroying.
Okay, now that look, That look that she's giving him is a, oh, bless your heart look. That's a, oh, this is so sad. She's killing him by saying nothing.
This country, and if she becomes president, this country doesn't have a chance of success. Not only success, we'll end up being Venezuela on steroids.
I just want to clarify here. You bring up Springfield, Ohio.
Okay, now this dude, David Muir, while that's going on, I guess they're fact-checking. And perhaps this had been bandied about before, but I had never heard it. You had never heard it. But they were ready for this. ABC was ready for this.
Field, Ohio, and ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us there have been no credible reports of specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the immigrant community.
Well, I've seen people on television.
Let me just say here, this is...
Well, I've seen people on television, this idiot says.
The people on television say my dog was taken, and...
The people on television say my dog was taken.
Used for food, so... Maybe he said that.
Now, how would... Okay. Let's think about that. Trump just said, I heard it on television. People said my dog was taken and used for food. If I'm here and someone takes my dog, the only way that I would know that it's going to be used for food would be if the person who took my dog while running away with my dog said, ay, 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 I'm going to use this for food, senor. Or ate the dog and then called me and said, ay, 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 your dog was delicious, senor. Ha, ha, ay, ay, ay. So let me just say this. This is a 100% serious. I'm looking right at you, Mr. Trump supporter. You are voting for a retard, okay? That's what you're going to vote for. I don't give a shit what the fuck she has going on. You're voting for a retarded man who believes this or is trying to get, he's making a fucking fool out of you. Holy shit.
So maybe he said that, and maybe that's a good thing to say for a city manager.
I'm not taking this from
television. So now he's trying to say, oh, the city manager must be making shit up here.
The people on television saying their dog was eaten by the people that went there.
Again, the Springfield city manager says there's no evidence of that. Vice President Harris, I'll let you
respond
to the rest of what you've heard.
You talk about extreme.
I don't care what anybody says. She's got a cute laugh. She's got a cute laugh and an even cuter smile. Holy shit. You idiots don't know attractive when you see it.
I'll let you respond to the rest of what you've heard.
You talk about extreme.
She's laughing in his fucking face. Holy shit.
This is, I think, one of the reasons why in this election, I actually have the endorsement.
Okay. I have nothing more to play. That's all that matters. Nothing else matters. Isn't that a song by Metallica? Oh. What the fuck? This is so fantastic. Oh, I don't even know what else to say. Rob says, Jesus, fuck, Eric, play what her response was. I don't have it. That's all. I don't. I was late to the party. Everybody was tipping me off saying, easy, play this. If you have it, send it my way. I don't have a response. Like I said, I didn't watch the debate. I don't really get into that. I cherry pick the big moment the next day, and that's it. Piano Finger Banger says she is going to be a total pilf. Not a milf, but a pilf. Wolverine Broncos says she is attractive. Her sister is even better looking. Now, that's not why I'm going to vote for her. Again, I'm going to vote for, I'm voting for anyone but Trump. If Biden was there, I'd vote for Biden. I can't do it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. Oh my God, was that outstanding? excuse me, pardon. I'm looking over some of the comments. That's what this is. Kenny says that was a perfect bless your heart look. Yes. When you have that kind of concerned look, which is what she had, which is what she had on her face, that's such a wonderful nonverbal way to kick his ass. Jeremy K says, why does he say millions like that? Millions and millions. Yep, yep. Whew. Corey said she played him like a fiddle. IMKO writes, exactly. She baited him in with the immigrants thing, and he immediately went into the crazy about pets being eaten. Becky says he wouldn't even make eye contact with her. Meanwhile, her facial expressions and intentional eye contact were top notch. It gave the impression that she is not at all flustered by him. Okay, that body language was excellent. In my opinion, election, if it wasn't won before, it was just won. Just one. And honestly, she didn't have to do a whole lot. She kind of just let him play his hand. And God bless the morons who believe that dogs are being eaten. You fucking fools. I don't really have that much sympathy for you. I'm seeing some new people in here. EZ, Trump's hurt. Don't ask him if he's all right.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/RedCircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/RedCircle.
Mitch says he's voting for Spider-Man. Madison, my daughter, checks in. Did you guys watch the debate? She's very politically active. I saw all I needed to see with the eating dogs and cats thing, period. She kicked his ass. Just the fact that Trump would go with that, he doesn't believe that. But for him to say it and think that, yeah, this is going to score me points, that shows you how brain damaged this idiot is. My God. Well, look, I now am very, very excited about, well, I've been excited about how this is going to go, this election. We will really be getting in depth on the debate coming up today on my afternoon show with Christian Blatt. Who are these broadcasters? Which, no apologies, we get right into politics much more than I do here. I would say that my opinion, it isn't quite as stark on who are these broadcasters about how I will vote for Harris. I mean, I give it. I usually don't give a shit about what people say about me when it comes to who I'm voting for. Because, I mean, really, I don't care who you vote for. And I don't get in the way of that. Some of you are going to vote for Trump. And as I've said before, I love my Trump voters. I love my Trump voters. But what I'd like to know is, of my audience members who are voting for Trump, how do you react to this when he makes shit up like that? How do you justify that dynamic? How can you, don't you, do you feel at some point that you're dying on a hill that's, and it's not going well at all, that you're kind of alone? I'm curious how you feel. And yeah, it's the usual souls, the Nate Bulls, the Kuipers, who I know are voting for Trump. What goes through your brain when that happens? And you know I love you. You know I don't get in the way of who you're voting for, just like you don't get in the way of who I'm voting for. I mean, you might call me a dumbass, but I call you a dumbass, so that's all good. This person who I can't read their who their name says, I feel like the assassination attempt hurt Trump's mental state. He's surrounded by sycophants and just creates his own rally. Again, he said, I'm a better looking person than Kamala at one of his dumb rallies recently. He's cooked. I don't know, maybe. Nick, I don't know where the fuck Nick stands on this. He says, it's not the puppet in charge. It's the policy they represent. Well, I don't know. I like the policy. Joe Martinez is here. He says his mental was screwed up when he was born. We know Joe Martinez is not afraid to get in the mud and mix it up. You know, what with the pedigree of being a supporter of the University of Michigan, who take on Arkansas State or whatever the fuck. Take the points. Take Arkansas State, whatever they are, and the points. I say they're going to win outright against Michigan. And that's going to cause, the only reason why I want Arkansas State to win the game against Michigan isn't because I don't like Michigan, because that isn't true. I just want to see Joe go cuckoo. That's what I want. Because if that, okay, I want you to suspend belief for just 1 minute here, Joe Martinez. If you get upset by Arkansas State, where's your brain going to be? You can't be saying we bow to no one at that point. you're going to have to really lose your shit on the show. Ben Glaze is here, goddamn legend. He writes, Michigan will win, but take the points. I've been announcing on the air here that Dane Cook is coming to DeVos Performance Hall. I've been announcing this on Big 101.3. Dane Cook coming to Grand Rapids at DeVos Performance Hall with special guests. I'd been saying Stu McAllister. Now I've been saying special guest, opening act, Ben Glaze. And then I went so far as to say, with special MC Justin Nettlebeck. All right. Well, I'm just really excited about this. This whole dog eating thing. Chris D checking in. What's up, buddy? You know who's going to be in town Saturday? I just found out about this. Opening up for Nick Swardston? Chad Zumach is going to be in Grand Rapids on Saturday. So if you happen to go see Swardston, get there early enough to see Zumach. Okay? And when you get, because he'll probably greet the fans after or something like that, tell him Eric Zane wants to kick his ass. I wish I wasn't going up north. I would love to go there and heckle Chad. Aram asked, Ben, are you going to have Dane Cook in studio on the Bomedy podcast? Episode number one. I'm going to talk comedy and other things on episode number one. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are enjoying the show on Facebook or YouTube, it's time to send you on your way. There is no place for you here. If you want the rest of my show, you got to go to my spot on Twitch. Twitch.tv. Okay, you got that? Twitch.tv/Eric Zane. Wait a minute. I got that wrong. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Or on your mobile device, download the Twitch app and then search Eric Zane Live. There I am. You get the show in its entirety, all the old episodes, get a username, contribute on the chat, have a good time, have fun, and that's all you do. So that's all my free platform, all free. The audio podcast is made available later on whatever platform that you listen on. Thank you for that. But then there's Patreon, with more than 5,000 episodes available. Of those 5,000 plus episodes available on my Patreon over the last nearly 6 years, 25 of them are Who Are These Free Beers? That's right. 25 45 minute to 1 hour episodes of Who Are These Free Beers? Where the immortal Ben Glaze and your old pal EZ review current episodes of the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show. Ben tipped me off that he's going to take a look, and I don't know if there's anything worth parking on. It's up to him. He pulls clips from the previous week, and then we have a laugh roasting them. They did a couple of segments that may or may not have been prime for clipping. One he insisted might be pretty good, where they go over a list of the top 50 cereals ever made. I'm getting more joy out of just reading the subject matter of these segments. Some might actually be okay. I don't know. The one that was call up and tell you had to call into the show and tell them who in the show is the most friendly. What? That's a segment. Anyway, Ben and I review, and we'll do it tomorrow at 6 p.m. for a Big Fraud Thursday at patreon.com/Eric Zane. patreon.com/Eric Zane. And it's free for 7 days. Honestly, if you do the 7 days free right now, you can pretty much get all caught up and get the new episode tomorrow. If you do the 7 days free. And that's the easiest, no-risk thing there is. It's guaranteed. You sign up with a credit card and then cancel it right after, and then you still get the 7 days. I only do that to ensure that in case you don't like it, you won't be charged for something that you don't want. Because if you're like, well, no, I like it, so what do I do now? Well, just sign up again for $5 or $10 a month. I like to do that because I don't want to take your money if you don't like the content. You know, I don't want to trick you into doing it. I only want you to pay for it if you think it's worth it. Come on now. I'm a straight shooter here. I gave my fucking kidney away. patreon.com/Eric Zane. All right. So Facebook and YouTube, I'm kicking you out right now. Facebook and Twitch. Brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. X, brought to you by Blue Frost IT. The YouTube channel is open for sponsorship. All right. Speaking of Irvine's Auto Repair, you can find them in Grand Rapids, Michigan, of course. Right in the middle there of town, 44th Street, just a few blocks east of 131. ERVines.com. Really, that's all you need to know. ERVines.com. A trusted, lady-owned, veteran-owned, locally-owned shop to get your car repaired at. Your car is repaired at. I am suggesting, gently, that Jason Terry reach out to Megan because last week when you said, EZ, I want back in on the show, and we had a conversation which I shared with you all, and we mended the fence. Well, look, man, mending the fence with me was one thing, but you're pretty close with Megan, and I think perhaps if you extended that type of discussion to that lovely soul, because as I understand it, you guys were hanging out like pals. So I think it might serve you to reach out to her, because she's the sweet as peaches and she deserves no heat, in my opinion, ever. 616-532-6600. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. TC Paintball is the paintball destination in the state of Michigan. People come from all over the place to go to TC Paintball for a day. Do it. Book an event at TC Paintball. Bring your parking lot beers. Bring your pizza. Have your party. It's hosted by the crew at TC. They've got refs that are helping you in your gameplay. You can go to the pro shop and buy more paint and whatever. Buy a paintball gun if you like. It's absolutely awesome. Do not buy your paintball shit online. You got to do it in person. Because if you go to TC, you get to try out the gun there. Make sure it's what you want. So book an event at TC Paintball ASAP. TC Paintball in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The best place for paintball. You got outdoor games, indoor games, whatever you want, depending on the weather. Oh, my God. Love them so much. Maureen sent me a picture of Alf. And it says on it, breaking. FBI captures the illegal alien eating all the cats. God damn it, that's funny. Madison says, Don't forget, the Democrats are also forcing illegal immigrants to undergo gender reassignment surgery in prison. Genuinely, what the fuck is happening? Yeah, that's. I guess that's another thing that's being kicked around, that we're taking the immigrants and forcing gender reassignment surgery. I don't know about you, but as long as it's going to take to get all these brainwashed people to age out, like actually, that's a nice way of saying, you know, they're going to live their whole life and then die. The world's going to be so much of a better place. We have legitimately gone backwards. You know how, like, with every passing generation, there's a few less racists. There's a few less fucked up people. Trump bred all of the scumbags who hide in the corners and the shadows, brought them out and put a spotlight on them. And then you had like-minded people jumping on board, getting brainwashed. So it's fucked things up for a lot of people. We simply have to wait, and then one by one, they're going to die. It's just whatever. Natural causes, hit by a train, whatever the fuck. So this is probably going to take about another 50 to 60 years for this type of stupidity to leave the gene pool. It's improving because we're getting someone in the White House on November 5th who is much better off to lead the country than Joe Biden. So that's a damn good thing. And that's going to be another L for the brainwashed. And honestly, I don't know if their little hearts are going to be able to take that shit. You know? All right. The gender reassignment claim. Joe writes, that is like saying that Michigan cheated. Where's the proof, senor? You know, not everything you say has to be associated with the football team. You can just be you can be like normal in the conversation. I know you're butt hurt, but you know. Are you serious? Come on now. All right. Where the hell was I? Talking about Megan. Talking about TC Paintball, talking about Jason needs to reach out to you. I'll save the rest for a little later on. But that was wonderful. For that to fall out of my lap like that, or fall out of the sky into my lap like that. My God. You know how when LeBron James did that deal when he left the Cavs and went to Miami, and he said, I'm making my big announcement on the roofing company. Well, he didn't say that. I'm saying that. He said, I'm making my big announcement as to what team I'm taking my talents to. I am making my announcement on the roofing company that is going to repair the Eric Zane Show podcast household. I want to say thank you to the three companies for reaching out and putting their best foot forward in helping me and giving me the estimates on the roofs, the roof estimates, I should say. You're all great. I appreciate you very much. But there can be only one. There can be only one. And I'm not necessarily going with the one that was the least expensive. There were a lot of factors. They were all good. I could have gone with any one of these companies. And I think I would have had a decent experience. I really do. But from the back of the pack, because I called the first two companies And then I called this one last. I said, I might as well just get a third estimate. Congratulations to Werner Roofing. You have the privilege of putting a new roof onto the home where the Eric Zane Show podcast originates. And make no mistake, I'm going to be banging on your door. This one's free, but the next one is not, goddammit. I am telling everybody right now about Werner Roofing and Exteriors. That is a picture of my house on the front. Not really, but in my mind it is. So I'm very, very happy with the choice. The two Chris's did a great job. Made possible by the recommendation of radio voice Linda. As I understand it, Linda grew up with the guy who runs Werner Roofing. And so, you know, that doesn't really have anything did you hear me stutter? That doesn't have anything to do with me signing on the dotted line. There was a couple things that stood out to me that I'm not getting into right now because it's too much of an ad. But I wanted this one to be free. The other two companies did a marvelous job, but there can be only one. Now, the only thing I'm not sure about is whether or not they have Mexicans. Our friends at the Roof Doctor had Mexicans, which was a good reason to sign up, in my opinion. I don't want to ask. I don't want to talk to Chris and say, hey, I need to know something. What? Do you have Mexicans? Because he might take that the wrong way. Because I would really love it if a bunch of Mexicans pulled up and set up shop. All sorts of comments in the comments about Linda having some type of relationship with the guy who runs Werner. And I can't say that that's true. In fact, I know it's not true. She said many times that is not true. That is not. I've just known this man since we were both very, very young. And so that's what's up. Various comments like they definitely raw dogged. No, that's, you guys can't say that. I'm trying to keep this above board. Damn it. Thank you very much, Linda. I feel like I made the right decision. Adam Balboa writes, easy. I think there is money to be made on some t-shirt designs. If you were to do some designs outside of your logo, some ideas. One, you go low, I go lower. Two, size of the problem. Three, there's poo-poo in here. Four, I survived the Zaniac purge. Five, ex-FBHW listener. Great ideas. Thank you, Adam. Megan reaches out. I sent you an email with a song about eating dogs and cats. Really? Okay.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the dogs.
Okay, hang on. That's what I love about the day and age that we live in right now. You get such a quick turnaround on things. Let's check it out.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat Eat the cat. Eat the They're cat. Eating the cats. They're eating the dogs. Eat the cat. 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 Eat the They're cat. Eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Laugh. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. Eat the cat.
ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us there had been no credible reports of specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the community.
People on television.
Let me just say here, this is
the people on television. My dog was taken and used for food. So maybe he said that. Maybe that's a good thing to say for a city manager.
I'm not taking this from television.
But the people on television said the dog was eaten by the people that went there.
Again, the Springfield city manager says there's no evidence of that. Vice President Harris, I'll let you respond to the rest of what you've heard.
Talk about extreme.
Fucking shit. That is so great. Que triste nadi respondió a esta pregunta Tomás a Dios. There's Jesus. I don't know what that means. That's either Latin or Spanish. That was phenomenal. Very exciting. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.